Hello, and thank you for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. In Uganda, farmers depend on the right amount of rain coming at the right time. Farmers used to know when to plant and what to plant to expect a good harvest because they knew when rainfall would begin and end. But now, rainfall in the country is becoming scarce and unpredictable, and extreme heat is increasing in intensity and frequency. The Enabling Farmers to Adapt to Climate Change project was built with this in mind. Using information and communications technology tools in local languages, the project collects, analyzes, and sends out agricultural advisories, crop and livestock market information, and weather data to Ugandan farmers. To tell us more, we're joined by Berhane Gebru, Director of Programs at FHI 360 Tech Lab. Hello, Berhane, and welcome.
Hello, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
Can you draw a picture for us to explain how the Enabling Farmers to Adapt to Climate Change project works and what it does in a very simple way?
This project is implemented in the semi-arid areas of Uganda, which is inhabited by subsistence farmers who rely on rain-fed agriculture, and the livelihood of these farmers is threatened by climate change. So the farmers in this area receive almost no relevant information to help them cope with drought and other climatic stresses. So we developed a climate information system that uses information and communication technologies, tools for collection, analysis, and dissemination of adaptation information. So we collect village-level weather data. We also collect weekly market information from local market outlets using mobile devices. So the daily weather data that we collect is sent to the Uganda National Meteorological Authority for analysis. We then provide adaptation information in local languages, such as seasonal weather forecast, agricultural advisories, such as, you know, what type of crop to plant, weekly livestock and crop market information to help the farmers, to help them decide what to sell, when, where, and how much to sell. Because selling their crops or other assets is one of their coping strategy during stress. We also provide guidance on low-cost water harvesting techniques. And the information that we provide is disseminated using multiple channels, including text messaging on mobile phones, interactive voice response, and interactive radio transmissions. We also use community loudspeakers. Diversifying the communication channel really enhances the outreach of our information. We also realized that information delivery alone is not an end by itself, and to act on the information that the farmers received, they usually lack the resources. So we used technology tools to link the farmers to community support organizations who could provide resources to help them.
You speak a lot about the farmers and the information that helps them. What kinds of challenges were these farmers facing due to the unpredictable rainfall and some of the other climatic events that you mentioned? And how has this project helped them since then?
So the problem that they face is rainfall is not coming as it's supposed to. So they would plant their seeds, but rain would not come, and they completely lose their crop. So that is the biggest problem that they face. What this project does is it provides them the seasonal forecast, which is a 3 months duration, the intensity of rainfall during that season, and we also provide 10-day weather forecasts to adjust their crop management, and we provide information about what type of crops they need to plant. What this project is helping them is minimize their crop loss and damage.
In fact, when you won the Momentum for Change Award, the crop loss and damage that you were just mentioning was reduced by up to 65%, and more than 100,000 farmers were receiving this climate change adaptation information on their mobile phones. Do you have any updates on what's been happening since you won a Momentum for Change Award?
Yes. Now we are reaching around 200,000 farmers. It has almost doubled.
Wow.
Since receiving the Momentum for Change Award.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
For you personally, what's the most satisfying part of your involvement in enabling farmers to adapt to climate change?
Wow. Well, I think the most satisfying is being able to see the farmers having more income as a result of minimizing their crop loss and the damage. And I'm happy and humbled that this simple project can save lives and has a lot of potential to be rolled out in other countries.
Thank you, Burhani. It was great talking to you and really great to hear how such an innovative and simple solution is saving people's lives.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshallden. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.